Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jeez. Dude, Travis is just, I don't know what to think about Travis.
Oh, the email we got?
Yeah, I'm annoyed with Travis. I'm just straight up annoyed with Travis.
Why?
Because he's a wussy boy. That's what he is. He's a spineless dude. I'm sorry, Travis. I know you're listening. I hope I didn't offend you. I'm quite certain that I have. So I'm going to own that I did.
Wow.
So let me tell you what this dude emailed us about. It's just ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
No, people have no ability to think on their own. Listen to this.
Calm down.
Okay, sorry. He sent us an email. Hitman and Carla, I have a Tinder date coming up. Well, good for you. Glad you feel the need to advertise that you're dating somebody you met on Tinder.
Do you want people to email us?
Okay, I'll bring it back. Okay. I have a Tinder date coming up. We're meeting at Panera Bread for lunch.
Oh, that's cute. It's a lunch date.
Fine. When I meet the girl for the first time, should I shake her hand or give her a hug? That's his question. Should I shake her hand or give her a hug?
Some people don't know.
I'm terrible at dating, and I'm very socially awkward. What's the dating norm? Do I go in for the hug or for the handshake? Dude, how about you just don't go?
You know what's interesting is you are so harsh, but your take on this is interesting to me, what you were telling me earlier.
Okay, fine.
I'm saying go for the kill. Hug it out. A nice, close hug.
Oh.
You've already been acquainted. You already swiped. You know you're interested in each other.
She's not capable of doing that.
Don't you dare give me a handshake. A handshake.
Well, it's not a handshake. What you do, you grab their hand, and with the other hand, you touch their, what's that part of their arm? Yeah, you touch that arm by the elbow, and that's almost sort of like a subtle...
Their forearm?
Hmm.
No, that's creepy. Travis, don't you dare make that noise.
Why? Well, don't make the noise, obviously, but you touch their hand, or you touch their hand and you put your hand over the hand.
No.
Or the forearm.
You know what that's going to do? That's going to cause confusion.
No, that's going to cause sparks.
No. She's going to think you don't know what you wanted to do.
Yeah,
and you're going to like awkwardly grab her hand and she's like, oh, what do we do? Oh,
that's just it. It's going to be like a curveball and she's going to look at like, oh, okay.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
Travis, just hug.
No.
First of all, don't you dare do a handshake. That's whack.
Okay, why do you say he should go in and just start doing a chest hug?
I'm not saying that chest hug.
Well, what if she's got yabos where that's the only option?
Hey, hug's a hug. If she's got those yabos, it's with the territory when you hug. Nice and cushiony.
See, I got a problem with all of this.
No, hug.
No, Travis,
it is
clearly,
tender.
No, clearly Travis is an awkward dude. He's going to get out of his element, and then he's going to fumble and make the ultimate dork moment, and it's going to blow up in his face.
You know what you
so
do?
So, Travis, play it conservative. Play it easy, brah, and go in. You know, give her a smile or something.
No,
you know?
No. Be like, oh, I'm a hugger when you say it that way.
Oh, yeah, boy, that's real.
That's what you say.
Yeah, that doesn't have a lot. That doesn't have craft spelled all over it. I'm a hugger.
That way she knows you're about to go in for the hug so she can
so
expect
you
it.
Warn her, hey, I'm coming in for a hug now.
Just be like, you walk. No. You walk up and you're like, oh, you give her that. Come here, son. I'm a hugger. How are you? Hugger.
Okay.
Be like, so good to see you.
Let me take myself out of this.
You look better in person. Say that, too.
Obviously, I haven't been on the circuit for a while. 869-1093. Ladies, when you meet a guy for the first time. Now, this is Tinder, so you've already given each other the booty call, basically.
Right.
So, when you meet a guy for the first time, or maybe, ladies, you met a guy on Tinder for the first time, was the first go to a hug?
Because this is kind of second base.
Yeah, is it?
Well, yeah.
Or do you shake the hand? second base at Panera?
Well, you've already swiped. Oh. You know you're attracted.
Let's get the sandwich and soup combo. 869.
There's that Marge voice. Marge Simpson.
869-1093. Ladies, you meet a guy on Tinder? Is it the hug or is it the handshake?
Hug. I'm team hug all day.
This is really silly to me.
You know what? He needs valid advice. So everything you guys say on the air, he's going to, you know, he's listening.
Okay.
So he needs to know that a hug is okay.
And you know what? If the girl that he's meeting at Panera for lunch, if you're listening, please call. We would love to know who you are. So perhaps we can give homeboy some guidance with you listening. Oh my God. Look at the phones. 869-1093. Your calls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.